Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Mommy, look, cried my daughter Darla, pointing to a chicken hawk soaring through the air. Uh-oh, I murmured, driving lost in thought about the tight schedule of my day. Disappointment filled her face. What's the matter, sweetheart? I asked her, entirely dense. Nothing, my seven-year-old said. The moment was gone. Near home, we slowed to search for the albino deer that comes out from behind the thick masses of trees in the early evening. She was nowhere to be seen. Tonight, she had too many things to do, I said. Dinner, baths, and phone calls filled the hours until bedtime. Come on, Darla, time for bed. She raced past me up the stairs. Tired, I kissed her on the cheek and prayers and tucked her in. Mom, I forgot to give you something, she said. My patience was gone. Give it to me in the morning, I said, but she shook her head. You won't have time in the morning, she retorted. I'll take time, I answered. Defensively, sometime, no matter how hard I tried, time flowed through my fingers like sand in an hourglass. Never enough, not enough for her, for my husband, and definitely not enough for me. She wasn't ready to give up yet. She wrinkled her freckled little nose in anger and swiped her chestnut brown hair. No, you won't. It will be just like today when I told you to look at the hawk. You didn't even listen to what I said. I was too weary to argue. She hit too close to the truth. Good night, I shut the door with a resounding thud. Later, through her gray-blue gaze filled my vision as I thought about how little time we really had until she was grown and gone. My husband asked, why so gloom? I said, maybe she's not asleep yet. Why don't you check? He said with all the authority of a parent in the right. I followed his advice, watching it, wishing it was my own idea. I cracked open a door and the light from the window spilled over her sleeping form. In her hand, you could see the remains of crumpled paper. Slowly, I opened her palm to see what the item our disagreement had been. Tears filled my eyes. She had torn it into small pieces, a big red heart with a poem she had written titled, Why I Love My Mother. I carefully removed the tattered pieces. Once the puzzle was put back in place, I read what she had written, Why I Love My Mother. Although you're busy and you work so hard, you always take time to play. I love you, Mommy, because I am the biggest part of your busy day. The words were an arrow straight to the heart. At 7 years old, she had the wisdom of Solomon. 10 minutes later, I carried a tray to her room with two cups of hot chocolate with the marshmallows and two peanut butter jelly sandwiches. When I softly touched her small cheek, I could feel my heart burst with love. Her thick, dark lashes lay like sands against her eyelids as they fluttered, awake from a dark, dreamless sleep, and she looked at the tray. What is that for? She asked, confused by this late-night intrusion. This is for you because you are the most important part of my busy day. She smiled and sleepily drank half her hot chocolate. Then she drifted back to sleep, not really understanding how strongly I meant when I said, Arthur Unknown. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Rolling with the Diva. This is from heavensinspirations.com. I thought we could all use a story today instead of, you know, being despair about COVID-19 or being stressed out about having to stand in the lines. Our days are busy, but those are what our children are full of in our lives. You're an amazing soul. I don't even know you. I may know you if you tell me you listen to this, or maybe I don't. But I do want you to know you are more than enough. You're amazing. Don't get caught up in the business of life or the just being on Facebook, thinking about COVID-19 and not remembering that you're loved by God. He's put people in your heart, in your path, to give you joys of life. You know, we all have things that are bothering us, whether it's the loss of a job, whether it's a loss of a relationship, whether it's, we're going to be having to move back in with relatives or whatever you may have going on. But God knows you will get through this. I love that title, You Will Get Through This. It's from a study I'm doing on Max Lucado, and he talks about the life of Joseph and how that Joseph family is dysfunctional and the things that go that's been going on with him. But he talks about the years that Joseph was in captivity after his brothers had sold him. Yep, his brothers had sold him, and how that that he was able to keep relying on God and not let the downfalls of being in jail or having Potiphar's wife come after him and things like that. He just kept his attitude. He kept his eyes on God. How did he do that? Well, we're going to learn that today by reading in Genesis about his life. It's an interesting story because it just reminds me that is in control. This is from 35:11, and we'll read more of Joseph when we come back. And God said to him, I am God Almighty, be fruitful and increase in a number. A nation and a community of kings, nations will come for you, and kings will be among your descendants. The land I gave to Abraham and Isaac I also give to you, and I will give this land to your descendants after you. And God went up from his place and where he had talked with him. Jacob set up a stone pillar at the place where God had talked with him, and he poured out a drink offering on it. He also poured oil on it. Jacob called the place where God had talked with him Bethel. You're struggling, I get that. You're stressed, I get that. You're having mental health issues, I get that. But you have to take the initiative and get yourself what you need, whether that's going to counseling, whether that's getting a prayer. You have to take care of yourself and ask God to help you. You know what? You're not in this alone. You know, I see all these signs, you're not in it alone. We're with you. But when you're all by yourself, and you are sitting in your house and nobody is coming to the rescue of paying your bills or keeping you from being abused, you're like, how is anybody with me? I get that. But God is with you. I'm not going to flippantly say that, oh, you know, the situation is easy, because it's not. It's not even easy for me to sit in a state anymore where that they our governor has a soul. He wants to control everything. And then you see other states that are not. But all I can do is just pray. Know God has my back, and know that he will be taking care of me and that God will not leave me or forsake me. I think that's one of the biggest things that we have to remember as humans. God's not going to leave us, not forsake us. His time is not my time, and my time is not his time. Basically, his days could be 1,000 years, and mine could be 24 hours. But at the end of the day, God is the one who's in control of everything. And it's important to understand that, because Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you, to give you a hope and a future and to prosper you, and God will. We're going to play a commercial, and then we'll play a song, and we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Sylvie, host of the Queen Sylvie Show on the Fishbowl Radio Network. Check out the show every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can hear me keep it real about everything while making a difference promoting comedy and other artistic talents from the Dallas-Fort Worth area and around the world. Don't miss the Queen Sylvie Show. Ahala.
On FishbowlRadioNetwork.com. Jump in.
Y'all, Rolling with the Diva here. Don't forget, as I say to you every week, almost every day, or three or four times on the show, 211 in all of the United States has resources for counseling, domestic violence referrals, food banks, and other resources that you may need, from housing to counseling to no fee, or maybe you don't want your employer knowing you're counseling. And at this time, you just may need somebody just to talk to. Please call 211 in all of the United States. You're loved, you're more than enough, and you're wanted. God loves you deeply, and so do I.
And
life throws us many curveballs, yet we can get through it because God is with us. He never promised a rose garden. However, he left us with many stories in the Bible to offer encouragement. Hello, welcome back to Rolling with the Diva. That was Dwayne Gott. I love that song. We are going to tell you a story about Joseph. And what I want you to get out of the story of Joseph is see the similarities that might be going on in your life or other people's life you talk to. Things happen, but God is with us. Here we go. Joseph's dream. Jacob lived in a land where his father had stayed, the land of Canaan. This is the account of Jacob's family. Joseph, a young man of 17, was tending the flocks with his brothers, the sons of Delah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, and he brought their father a bad report about them. Now Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other sons, because he had been born to him in an old age, and he made an ornot, which is a robe for him. When his brothers saw that their father loved him more than any of them, they hated him and could not speak a kind word to him. Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him all the more. He said to them, "Listen to this dream I had. We were binding sheaves of grain out in the field when suddenly my sheaf rose and stood upright, but your sheaves gathered around mine and bowed down to it." His brothers said to him, "Do you intend to reign over us? Will you actually rule us?" And they hated him all the more because of his dream and what he had said. Then he had another dream. And he told his brothers, "Listen," he said, "I had another dream. And this time the sun and the moon and the 11 stars were bowing down to me." When he told his father as well as he has brothers, his father rebuked him and said, "What is this dream you had? Will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow down to the ground before you?" His brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept the matter in mind. See what Joseph's brothers thought of this. Now his brothers had gone to graze their father's flocks near Shechem in Israel. And Israel said to Joseph, "And you know your brothers are grazing the flocks near Shechem. Come, and I'm going to send you to them." "Very well," he replied. So he said to them, "Go and see if all is well with your brothers and with the flocks, and bring word back to me." Then he sent him all from the valley of Ephraim. That's the first mistake he made. No, the second was he favored Joseph too much. When Joseph arrived at Shechem, a man found him wandering around in the fields and asked him, "What are you looking for?" He replied, "I'm looking for my brothers. Can you tell me where they are grazing their flocks?" They moved on from here," the man answered. "I heard them say, 'Let's go to Donath.'" So Joseph went after his brothers, and they found him and found them near Donath. But they saw him in the distance before he reached them, and they plotted to kill him. "Here comes that dreamer," they said to each other. "Come now, let's kill him and throw him into one of those cisterns and say that the ferocious animals devoured him. Then we'll see what comes of his dreams." When Reuben heard this, he tried to rescue him from the hands. "Let's not take his life," he said. "Don't shed any blood. Throw him into the cistern here in the wilderness, but don't lay a hand on him." Reuben said this from them and take him back to his father. So when Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped him of his robe, the ornate robe he was wearing, and they took him and threw him into the cistern. The cistern was empty, and there was no water in it. And they sat down to eat their meal. "Oh, look, you throw your brother into a cistern and you eat. Okay, well, too bad for you." They looked up and saw a cavern of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead. Their camels were loaded with spices, balm, and myrrh, and they were on their way to take them down to Egypt. Judah said to his brothers, "What will we gain if we kill our brother and cover up his blood? Come, let's sell him to the Ishmaelites and not lay our hand on him. After all, he is our brother, our own flesh and blood." His brothers agreed. Now they agree. So when the Midianite merchants came by, his brother pulled up Joseph out of the cistern and sold him for 20 shekels of silver to the Ishmaelites, who took him to Egypt. Remember that? What was it, 30 pieces of silver that Judas sold Jesus for? When Reuben returned to the cistern and saw that Joseph was not there, he tore his clothes. He went back to his brother and said, "The boy isn't there. Where can I turn now?" Then they got Joseph's robe, slaughtered a goat, dipped the robe in blood. They took the ornate robe back to the father and said, "We found this. Examine it to see whether it's your son's robe." He recognized and said, "It is my son's robe. Some ferocious animals devoured him. Joseph has surely torn to pieces." Then Jacob tore his clothes, put on a sackcloth, and mourned for his son many days. All his sons and daughters came to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. No, he said. I will continue to mourn until I join my son in the grave. So his father wept for him. Meanwhile, the Midianites sold Joseph in Egypt to Potiphar, into one of Potiphar's fields. Wow, think about that. Now, you guys tell me you don't have a crazy family. We all have crazy family. We all have crazy in our life, but we will get through this. We're going to play a song, and then I'm going to give you a very short, quick version to the story, read you the last verse, but we're going to play a song first. But think about that. Are you going through struggles in your family right now where you just don't know what to do with people, and it is just really hard on you, and you're like, wow, I can relate to what Joseph is going through? Well, I tell you what, you're not alone. God is with you, and you know what? You're more than enough. And I know I say that a lot, but people need to hear it. You are more than enough. Just as you are, God loves you. We're going to play a song called Jehovah, and we'll be back. All right, we're back with Rolling with the Diva. You are, God, everything we need in life. We're going to come back to the story of Joseph. And I'll be honest, I was sitting here waiting for the line to go down at Sam's Club. Looks like it's going down. So we're going to finish off our story because I can't wait for long. Oh, it's been a long day for me to stand in line, and I just don't have the wherewithal. So here we go. So we were talking about Joseph, how his brothers sold him. Now his brothers have sold him to the prison prison camp, and he's now head of the prison. Then there comes Potiphar's wife, and she's just a loquacious. She tries to get Joseph to sleep with him. He says, "No way, girl, I'm not having nothing to do with you." He runs out. She screams bloody murder, and then tried to say that Joseph tried to rape her, and then Joseph gets sent to prison. Sometime later, he meets the cupbearer and the baker, and they tell him a dream. One of them survives, one of them doesn't, and then the baker promises to remember him later on. But he doesn't. Joseph's in jail, but his attitude doesn't change. His attitude is still worshiping God. When 2 full years had passed, Pharaoh had a dream. He was standing by the Nile. When out of the river, they came 7 cows, sleek and fat, and they grazed the reeds. After them, 7 other heads of grain sprouted, thin and scorched by the heat. I'm skipping parts of this. Then they called the chief cupbearer. The chief cupbearer said to Pharaoh, I'm here to remind you. There was a man in the jail that helped me, and he interpreted my dreams. He brought up to They brought up Joseph. Joseph told him what was going to happen. Then he put Joseph in charge of that. Then, lo and behold, things are really scarce for Joseph's brothers, so they go up to Egypt. They don't recognize Joseph, but Joseph recognizes them. Check out what happens. On the third day, Joseph said to them, "You guys did this and you will live, for I fear if you are honest and let one of your brothers stay in prison while the rest of you go and take grain back for your starving households. But you must bring your youngest brother to me so that your words may be verified and that you must not die." So Joseph sort of kind of played a trick on them. They still don't know who he is. They went and got the brother. He kept Benjamin. His father's distraught. Now he's lost both of his youngest sons. And then Joseph tells everybody to leave because he can't take it anymore, and he keeps the brothers in the room, and then he reveals himself, and from there Joseph says to them, this is my paraphrase version, what you meant for evil, God meant for good, meaning God has had his hand on me. And Joseph, look at Joseph's attitude. He said he had to bring me through this, basically I'm paraphrasing, so that I could help you guys and help the rest of the world so we would not starve. And that's the story. You can read the whole story in Genesis, but I just like that story. I just wanted to remind you guys, you will get through this. No matter what's going on now with COVID-19 or anything else, you will get through this. You're not alone. Lord Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for my family and friends. And may you help whoever listens to this know that they are more than enough. They're not alone. They will get through this. Let them reach out to somebody. If you're suicidal and you want to kill yourself right now, please dial 911 or get to the nearest emergency room. You are not alone. You are loved. Please don't let people feel that they can't reach out. I know there's somebody in the home being domestically terrorized because they're told to stay in their home. Please let them reach out and get help, Lord. You are our mercy. You are our Father, and you love us. And these things I pray, Jesus' name, amen. Thank you guys for listening to Welcome Rolling with the Diva. Welcome with the Diva. I love you guys. I pray that God will give you what you need and that you know that through this time, you will get through this, and that God has a special plan for you. You're not alone. You are more than enough, and you will be all right. Yes, you will. I've been through many things lately, and I know God is here, and he is real. You're not alone in this. Be blessed. And I want to say be blessed through this mess, but that wouldn't be a good thing to say because it's not a mess. It's just what happens in life. Things happen, and you know what? We just have to take it as it is. Pressing the wrong button, so I'm going to have to keep talking. Oh, don't forget that you guys, the voting in the mail is going to come. Vote by mail. It's really easy.